In the wake of the Newtown massacre, the NewsHour asked students from the 45 schools participating in our Student Reporting Labs project about ways to prevent the next school shooting. Here's a sampling of what they said.
All these kids and all of these adults, a lot of adults that are hurting people, it's because they have access to the gun. So I feel like they just need to tighten up the system and change the rules about gun regulation.
In West Virginia, we're all hunters here, so everybody's concerned about, you know, they're going to take our guns away. And honestly, that's not the solution. You know, when you couldn't make alcohol before, they still did it. People will still have guns no matter what you do. So really all you can do is just raise awareness and to hope that, you know, this doesn't happen again.
I would hate to say it, but just gun control, period. Yes, I understand that in our Constitution it says we have the right to bear arms, but who are we giving the arms out to? So when it comes to schools, I would say institute metal detectors, but that'll cost a lot of money, but at least check the people who are coming in.
Probably the most common conversation a lot of people are having is the one I've been having with a lot of my friends and my family. That's a little friendly debate going on about gun laws. Should they be stricter? Should they not be stricter? Do guns kill people or do people kill people? Or do people with guns kill people? I think that's a conversation I've had a lot of my friends. It's brought up a lot of different interesting viewpoints. Made me realize it's not just a black and white situation.
Well, to prevent this from happening again, I guess schools could enforce more security and stricter gun laws. But I think more importantly, that the United States needs to handle mental illness better, because it's not like your average people just doing this. It's people that have something wrong with them.
With over 30 school shootings, it is vital that we come up with a non-lethal way to have a defense system for our teachers and students. We could have a box that is similar to a fire extinguisher box, that when you open it, an alarm will sound, and it'll go to both throughout the school and the police station. And in it could be a defense system like bear spray or something as strong. With something like this, the shooting in Connecticut could have been stopped a lot sooner.
I don't even know how to. I really don't know how there is. I don't know how to prevent other school shootings. There's really no just one right way to do it. There's no wrong way to do it. But because really anyone, you never know. You never know who somebody is or what somebody is capable of. And no matter what safety precautions, things in the world still happen. And I would love to say that there's just an easy answer for them to save it, so then there's no other kids that ever die in a school. But there's really, that's not possible. It's not going to happen.
Those were the voices of young people from our Student Reporting Labs project. You can learn how they first found out about the tragedy and their initial reactions. Watch that on our website.